Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yudalid Parsha Vayelech Sicha Beis Balkosov. In the pasuk in our parsha, Yitzab Moshe Zalaviim, that Moshe told the Leviim, Lakoyach Sefer HaTorah Azeh, take this Sefer Torah, V'samta Moshe Mitzad Aroim Bris Hashem, and place it on the side or within in the Aron of Hashem, V'hoyosham V'chol L'ed, and it shall be there, it shall remain there as a testimony. Ma'atik Rashi V'du Ramasul Arishin. Rashi quotes in the first Rashi, he quotes the word from the pasuk lokayach, take, umafarish, and he explains kamoi zachar shomer holich, and he brings similar words which are from the perspective of diktuk, the word holich, lokayach, is a strange way of saying it. It should have said kru, take. So Lokayach is a different type, so it's similar to the word Zocher, remember, Shomer, which are both in the Aseres Adibris in regards to Shabbos, and Holech, go, which is also similarly expressed. Now the Rebbe will analyze what exactly Rashi is trying to say here. V'hine, Yesh Mefarshim, some want to explain the Kavanos Rashi Hi Levair, that what is Rashi trying to explain here? Shalokayach ain eloshin tzivui eloshin hayva. The word lokayach doesn't mean a command. Take, kach means take, a command to take. Lokayach is simply the state of taking. It doesn't impel you to take. It doesn't say take something. It's just the state of taking. Similar to what it says in the word Zocher v'Shomer, that Tiskar would mean remember, a command to remember. Tishmer would mean the command to keep. But Zocher is just the state of remembering, or Shomer is the state of keeping. So it doesn't have a command in it. That he's trying to say that the reason that it's said in such a way, in a not take, and not the command to take or the command to remember, but rather the state of remembering, it's trying to express that a person is always supposed to be in a state of remembering or in a state of taking. It means to say be taking. When? Always be taking. You should always be in a state of taking. You should always be in a state of remembering. So also here the word lokayach is meant to be constant. Aleichem lokachas a sefer haTorah zeh. In this pasuk it means to say you are to be taking this sefer Torah. Losem oisem etzad aron, that it should, and to place it by the aron. Lias l'chol le'ed kol hayomim, that it should be there always. Meaning to say that the reason the pasuk phrases it as a Lekoyach, meaning that just the state of taking, that it's always meant to be in the Aron. It should always be there. Hamuva midvreim shirashi bolafarish hatam mashal lekoyach leinema baloshin tzivoy. In other words, that Rashi is coming to explain why the word lekoyach is not written as a command, elo baloshin hoive, but rather as a the state of taking. In order that it should, to explain, to teach, that it's supposed to be a constant thing. But it's difficult to explain that this is what Rashi really means. Why? First of all, because then Rashi is, he's not the main thing that he's trying to explain, he doesn't say, because then he should have stated the possession lokayach baloshen hayve, that from the fact that it says lokayach as a constant, kavanasa lahadgish, the intent of the pasuk is to emphasize shat sevatoret hazet yisham leaid kol hayomim, that the sevatoret should be always in the aron. He should have explained that that's what it means. Balderach shemefarish gabe zocher. In fact, this is what Rashi says by the pasuk of Zocher in Yisrei, by the Aseres Adibritz, he says, why does the pasuk say Zocher in such a Loshen Hoive? In order to teach us that a person should always be in a state of remembering Shabbos, that it's not only on Shabbos that you have to remember Shabbos, but on Sunday, if you see something good, put it away for Shabbos. In other words, you're always in a state of remembering. So Rashi says it there. Why doesn't he say it there? Here. Another question. At least it should have said what he's trying to say, that Lakayach is Loshen Haive. It's a state of constancy rather than a command. At least to express that, which would have at least alluded to the fact, hinted to the fact that the reason that it's Haive is because it's supposed to be constant. Gimel. Another thing that's a problem with Fiza in a Muvan, say there Harayish to Bepirish Rashi. According to this pshat, we have to understand what is the order that Rashi brings quoting the other psukim. Zohar Shomer. First he says Zohar, then Ashi, and then only after that, Holich. Does he get to the third Raya, which is Holich? The Havalahavit Chila Holich, he should have at least said first the word Holich. Where does the word Holich come? And Emma Beparsha Noyach. The word holoich in the Torah is in Parsha Noach, which talks about the water, that the water was holoich v'shoiv. The water was moving back and forth. In other words, that it was a state of movement all the time. That's what the idea is. But it's all the way back in Parsha Noach. So it should have said before Zohar, which is in Parsha Yisrael, and Shomer, which is in Parsha Veschanan. Number four. This idea that the constance, that the, in other words, what he's saying is that the constancy expresses that the Sefer Torah should be in the Aron all the time. But then the word Lakayach isn't the word that should have been expressed as a constant, because it doesn't refer to the taking, because the taking of the Sefer Torah by the Levim was only done once. The word that should have been expressed as constant should have been the word, you shall place it in the Aron. Samtem Shom, you should place it there. Hainashe Yusam Mitzad Ha'Aron, the Samtem or Sum. The Samtem is should have been expressed as some, rather than you shall place it. It's placed, in other words, a constance of placing, that the placement should be constant in the Aron. That it should be there forever, all the time. So therefore, according to this pshat, the word lakayach is not the word that is constant. That was only happened once. The Samtem should have been expressed in a way of constance. Mikolan al Muvan, from this, all this we understand. Shagavanas Rashi Kan, he loy levaira tam shenema lokeich beloshen haive. It's not in order to explain why lokeich is written as a constant. Ki im loichir sh'af shalokeich ene loshen shol pa'ula v'tzivui. Rather, what he's trying to explain is that even though the word lokeich is not written as a command, as an imperative, take something, but rather it just describes the state of taking, kefisha nikra b'sefra diktuk makar, as it's called in works of diktuk. The word for that is makar, that in other words it's the source of the word, and it doesn't talk about the word in the way it's carried out. It's just the state of taking. Even though, so Rashi is trying to say, even though it's not expressed as a command, an imperative to go and take, it's expressed as the state of taking, but really it means to command that they should take, that it is in this case a tzivui. What it means to say is that they should take the Sefer Torah, and therefore it brings other places in the Torah which this is also expressed in that way, shezocher shomer holich, that the word zocher shomer holich shegam heim l'shenis shel makar, that they too are just expressing the state of remembering, the state of keeping, the state of going, movement. Mekol makar mishtamshim b'hem b'movement shel tzivui, still they are used as a command, as of course in the mitzvah of zocher and shomer and so on. And when it gets to the word of holoich, now we have to understand what it is in holoich. Well, Pisa movement, This explains Mashem Hebi Rashi Araya Metedus Holech La'achar Zocher V'Shomer. Now we understand why the word Holech comes after the word Zocher V'Shomer. Ki Kavanosa Shal Rashi Kani La'avi Raya Maholech Shenema La'achrei Shomer. Because the reference that Rashi is referring to in the word Holech is not talking about the Holech by Noyach, by the waters of the Mabul, but it's talking about an appearance of the word Holech which comes after Shomer. Shehu hu nema v'ter tziboi, which was also said as a command. Okamay holach v'debarta holach v'karosa, like the psukim in Tanakh, which say, go and speak, go and call out. So over there, holach means a command from Hashem to the Navi, go and speak, go and call out. Whereas the word holach by Noyach isn't a command, it just describes the state of the movement of the water. That's all it is. So it doesn't fit with Rashi's use of what he's trying to bring out here. Loshen holach zeh harei hu b'seder p'sukei Tanach la'achrei zocher v'shomer, and that the holach v'karosa, holach v'debarta, comes after zocher v'shomer in the Tanach. Zocher b'sefer shmoyis, shomer b'sefer dvarim. As I said before, that zocher is in shmoyis, shomer is in dvarim, v'holach b'loshen tzivui b'neviim is in Tanach. So that explains that at least. Avol tzadayin tzorach lahavim, but we still have to understand lomet tzorach Rashi lahavim gimel raya zocher shomer v'holach. Why does Rashi need three different psukim in order to bring out this one point, which is that the word that a mocker, a word that is in its raw state, in its original state of the meaning of the word, can also be used as a command. So you bring one raya, shkam tzivi efshe shiover b'loshen shul mocker, that a command can also come as a word of mocker. V'einim estapik b'achas v'shtayim me'arayis, and why is it not enough to have one or at least two of the proofs, and he needs all three? Number two, another question. Mekivin shezocha v'shomer kvar nemru b'toyda lufneze kama pa'amim v'inu shol tzivu. Since zocha v'shomer have already been stated a few times, zocha v'shomer, it's already been said as a tzivu. In other words, that a mocker was used as a tzivu. Have a l'rashi l'haglim l'far sham. He should have explained it over there. Why doesn't he say it this same Rashi? Why doesn't he say it over there by Zohar or by Shomer? That you have the same question. Why is a tzivu being said in a Lashon of Mokar? But he doesn't address it there. And although in those psukim it's very obvious that it's meant as a tzivu, because that's what the nature of the Aseres HaDibros are. They're mitzvahs. Av shenemru b'loshon shel mocker, even though they were expressed as a mocker, v'av she'ein Rashi tzorach l'farshei, and so over there he doesn't have to explain it because it's so obvious. L'ama hu tzorach Rashi l'farshei because of the lanza. Then why does he have to explain it here? That holoch mi, why does the question come up here that he needs to explain it here? Not holech, but over here by lokayach. Dalit v'abir v'zeh. So to explain this, mashma'usa shaloshim mocker shalelus se'inin apu'ula. In diktuk, the concept of mocker, which means the original state of the word without an imperative, without a command, without telling you, it eliminates from a diktuk perspective. It doesn't have the idea of active. It's not an active command. Like the word lokayach doesn't mean go ahead and take. It means the state of taking. It's the word, the state of taking without the command go ahead and take. That's what it is from a diktuk perspective. That it's simply referring to the state of taking without the command to go ahead and take. The harichuk shebein loshem mocker loloshem pu'ula, and the disconnect between the word of a mocker, the original source of the word, which merely describes the event of taking, the meaning of taking, and its command that you should go ahead and take. The disconnect between those two, who yosem ma'arichuk shebein over hayvav asid b'loshem pu'ula, is even more than we know that there is a difference between if you talk in the past, somebody took, or somebody will take, or somebody is taking, which is present, past, present, and future. So there is a difference. There's a big difference between past, present, and future. But the difference between past, present, and future in describing the act of taking is not as far, is not as disconnected as the meaning of the word take and the command to go ahead and take. So in other words, in past, present, and future, they're all describing the same thing, the act of taking. But the makor source of the word take and the act of taking are completely disconnected from each other. It's not yet describing the act of taking. Because the three expressions of past, present, and future are all describing the act of taking. And an actual taking, whether it's past, present, or future. The difference is only when it will take place, whether it took place in the past or will take place in the future, or it's in the present. But when we talk about the word in its original state, what was called makar in diktuk, it only describes the idea of taking, which is completely removed or divorced from the act of taking. Therefore, in the simple understanding of the words, because of Lashon Makar, where the Pasuk uses a word which is the original state of the word without any influence of an act of doing that. At least if we could, we would always explain it as just describing the act, rather the state of the meaning of the word, without having the connotation of being told that we should do that, because makar doesn't describe going ahead to do it. Because when a tzivui, when you're being told to do something, it means that you have to go ahead and do it. But the makar word doesn't express go ahead and do it at all, and therefore, if the Torah is expressing it as makar, then we would try to explain it as not being a command, not being an imperative. Now, when it comes to the words Zachar v'Shomer, Sheba Parsha Kedmes, which come in the earlier parshas, even though they are expressed as a makar, over there, since there's no way to say that it isn't a command, as we see from the context in which they are, they're in the Aseres Hadibros, they describe the event of keeping Shabbos and so on. Al kein ein tzarech shrashi yashmeinu ze shom bepirush machashum uvemeilov. So over there, Rashi doesn't have to tell us that even though it's a makar, it still means a tzivui, because it's obvious. It's in the context of a tzivui. There's no other way to explain it other than that Hashem is commanding us to remember Shabbos and to keep Shabbos. Mashein kim b'kosur sholofaneinu, but when it comes to this pasuk, l'koyach ha-sefer ha-teyru she-hoyim ha-makam l'far she-tevis l'koyach ha-reyu kim-ha-shmu'usa. Me'ein ha-in shol tzivui. We could have explained it that it's just describing the state of take, but it doesn't mean go ahead and take. Then what does it mean? It could have been explained in this way. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Levim, go ahead and take the Sefer Torah and put it in the Aron. He could have been saying, when there will be the situation where you will end up taking the Sefer Torah, then where should you take it? Put it in the Aron. So in other words, Lakayach remains neutral here. He wasn't actually commanding them to go ahead and take it now. He was saying, Lakayach, when the event will happen that it will be taken. then you should put it into the Aron. And therefore the word lokayach would be seen not as a command, but as there is a state of it being taken, when it will happen at one time, should it happen at one time, then you should put it into this, the Aron. And therefore we would retain the word lokayach as a mocker word, not as a command word. V'yesh makam l'pirzeh. And this, it makes sense to say that this might have been such a, that this is what the pasuk means. Shalakayach eina yitzivay, that lakayach in this case is not a command. Gami oitam, for another reason too, it would make sense to say this. Why? Because la'el v'pashas tavay, earlier in the kisavay, kosav rashi shabin Yisrael tonu l'fnei Moshe, madua hishul d'zvenei Levi ala teire. Earlier in Parshas Kisavei, Rashi describes that the Yidden were complaining to Moshe, why are you putting the Levim in charge of the Sefer Torah by telling them to take it, by giving it to them? So because the Yidden had this complaint, that Moshe was actually satisfied, he was happy with that complaint. He was happy that the Yidden didn't want it being given to the Levim, everybody wanted to be part of it. And in order to remove this complaint that Moshe is giving it to them, or at least to somewhat neutralize it, it would have, perhaps the what he meant to say was, when he commanded them, he wasn't commanding them to take the Sefer Torah. In other words, he wasn't giving them control of the Sefer Torah. The command was only alvasamtem. What Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Levium was, when it should come to a state where the Sefer Torah will be moved, you should put it into the Aron. But not that he was commanding them to take the Aron, the Sefer Torah. Ki lo yirotzo lahashlit es b'nei Levi, because he wanted to avoid putting them in charge of the Sefer Torah. Ki im b'im v'kashay yi elokayach. Rather, what he was saying was, when it'll come the time that the Sefer Torah will be taken, the Hainu, meaning to say, Kasher ul'achesh yasbiru b'nei Yisrael she'im makom l'chashash, when the Yidden will become convinced that there is no, they shouldn't be afraid that the Levim are put in charge of the Sefer Torah, b'meilu lo'tiyah taina b'irur, and therefore they will no longer be afraid of this, and they won't have it against Moshe for telling the Levim to take it. Azai hatzivui, then when the Levim will end up taking it, because the Yidden are now comfortable with Levim taking it, then Moshe Rabbeinu, so now Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, when that happens, v'samtem es oisim etzad aron b'ris Hashem, what should you do with it? You should put it in the Aron. In other words, that lakayach here is not a command for the Levim to take it, but it's rather describing the state of when it will be taken. You should put it into the Aron. And it makes sense, according to what Rashi describes, that the Yidden were concerned that the Levim were put in charge. So it makes sense for another reason too. V'ein mokam l'shayla. V'ayi mokam ha-sevetere b'im lo yiskayim alakayach. And so then the question could come up, so then where is it going to be now? If it's not being taken, where is it going to be now? Ki arei kfar pirush Rashi ataina. Because Rashi already said that, he explained that the Yidden had that taina, and still Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Sefer Torah to the Levim. So the ilchshash, and therefore we have to say that according to, since we already know that he gave it to them from the previous Rashi from Parshas Kisavei. So in other words, that Moshe already explained it to them. Va'im came batuach hayosh esaf sav yilakayach, and therefore he was certain that it will happen. It'll come around that they will take it because the Yidden will become comfortable. On the other hand, gamim mefarish lakayach tzivui, even if you say that lakayach does mean an imperative, go ahead and take it now. Makam l'shayla. Then the same question could come. It would still be a question. Either way, you have a question. You have one question, which could be, what's going to happen to the Sefer Torah now? If you interpret Lokayach as not Moshe Rabbeinu telling them the Levium to take it, but rather when the time comes and you end up taking it. So your question is, well, what happens now? Where is the Sefer Torah going to be now? A good question. Not such a big question, because we know already that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that that the Levium are taking it, and it did end up happening immediately. On the other hand, even if you don't have that question, you have the question the other way. Why is it written B'Lashon L'Koyach? Why is it written B'Lashon Makar? So if you do interpret it as a command for Moshe Rabbeinu, then why is it written that way? So either way, there is some sort of a question about this word L'Koyach. V'Oid V'Iker, and the most important, Na'almi Yikar L'Kasha, that it's really not a question. B'im Lo Yikar Sefer Torah, that if they won't take the Sefer Torah, Poshut She'yishor B'Makam She'yadata, it's not even such a big question. What's going to happen to the Sefer Torah if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't tell them to take it now? It'll stay where it was till now. How do we know that it was somewhere till now? Of course, we don't know where it was. Shalein Esparish, because the Torah doesn't say where it was, but we know that it was around somewhere, because Karev La'arbaim Shana, because it was around for close to 40 years. Shalei Tekev L'Mitzias Mitzrayim Ne'mar K'seiv Zoyzi Karem B'Sefer, because as soon as they went soon after they went out of Mitzrayim, that's where it says write all of this in a Sefer. And it says V'yichta Moshe is called Divrei Hashem, that Moshe wrote it. So there was already that Sefer Torah, was around for close to 40 years already. So wherever it was till now, that's where it'll stay until the Levium end up taking it. So it's not even such a big question. And therefore we understand that Rashi has to tell you that in this case the word L'Koyach is meant as a tzivui, and that you shouldn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of being vague about it and he wasn't actually telling them to take it. So Rashi says no, it is meant as a tzivui, and that he's telling them to take it. And therefore he brings proofs from the three psukim that there are words in the Lashon Makar which are meant as an imperative, as a command. Now we come to the question of why did Rashi bring three different rayas from three different psukim? It wasn't enough for him to bring one raya. Zechira, because if it was in the case, if he would have brought Zechira, Zachar, even though what is meant over there is that a Yid should actively remember, should make an effort to remember Shabbos. In other words, the word Zachar is meant as Tisker, actively remember. The word remember is not something that you're doing. It's not something that you can actively do. And therefore, from the fact that Zocher is said in a way of Mocker, as we said before, that is really divorced from taking an active role in whatever the word describes. From the word zechira, it's not enough of a proof that also that you can use a mocker word in order to describe or to tell someone to take an active role in an activity, like in the case of lekicha, that it means go ahead and take. That it can also be said in a mocker. Why? In a Lashon Makar. Why? Because Zechira, you're not actually doing anything. You're not commanding somebody to actually go ahead and do something. It is sort of a very, it's telling you to have in your memory something. But that doesn't necessarily describe telling somebody to go ahead and do something, an active pa'ula. So it doesn't describe it enough to bring a strong proof that you can actually use a mucker word to describe an active activity. Therefore, he also uses brings a raya from Shomer, which describes refraining from doing something. Shomer means keep Shabbos, which means don't do any malacha. So that is actually describing an activity. Don't do malacha. Don't do an activity of malacha. And still by Shomer, even though it describes an actual activity, it says it in the Loshon Makar, Shomer. V'lachein, and instead of the word Tishmerer, V'lachein Mimenu Echacha. Therefore, from there is a better proof. Gam Loshon Lekayach. Also, in regards to the word here, Shipu'ul Shel Mamish, that it can be used as an actual describing an actual activity. Omnam. So that explains why he also brings the raya from Shomer. Omnam Adayin Yesh Makam Ledayik. Shagam Shomer ain raya gemura, but still you could say that even the word Shomer does not completely prove the point, because Hayez v'loshen Shmira because of Yal Pidrayi ba'efen shol shlila sapula, because Shmira means refrain from doing the act, as is in this case, in the case of Shabbos. Hakamei Yatzivay lazed the Shomer sima Shabbos shakavanosav lishmas Shabbos malasas v'malacha amachal loisa. What it actually means is refrain from doing an act which would violate Shabbos. Oh, Kepirus Rashi the chola he Shomer loshin loisasehu, that wherever it says he Shomer lacha, it describes a loisase. It's taken as a loisase. In other words, that he Shomer, it really means not an act, but refraining from doing an act. But in the case of Yishomer Lecha, in certain places where it says Yishomer, it is already describing a mitzvah which is a mitzvah's esse, and which means a proactive mitzvah. And it comes, Yishomer Lecha comes to add the negative dimension, the loisasa dimension. In other words, that it counted as a negative mitzvah, not only as a positive mitzvah. So in the case of Yishomer Lecha, it's describing an act, a positive act. From another pasuk, we know that it's a positive act, but this word Yishomer is describing the negative aspect of it, that you should refrain. That the Yishomer is describing an act which we already know is a proactive act, and it's also describing it as a negative act. But in the case of Shomer Sima Shabbos, it's only describing a negative act. Refrain from doing any malacha on Shabbos. Or Mekiven Shepa'ulas HaShmira HiShlilis HaPa'ulas HaHafchis. And since the act which is describing, that is being described by the word Shomer, is actually a refraining from doing an act, maybe that's why it can be described as a mocker, which is not really a command to go ahead and do an act, because it's taka meaning that you shouldn't do an act, because just as a mocker is removed from describing a proactive act, so is Shomer the idea of refraining from doing an act. And therefore, maybe it's not a good enough proof for the word lokayach, which is meant to describe the act of taking of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, Zachar is not good enough, and Shomer is also not good enough. Maybe Rashi raya shlishi is meloshen holich. Therefore, Rashi brings a third proof from the word holich, which is an actual description of taking proactive measures of walking, of going. And since even that word holich is also written in a mocker, as a mocker, haday chacha gemura, so from here we have clear proof that you can have a mocker word to describe an actual proactive act. But ulam meidach. Now the Rebbe is going to describe. So then, why didn't he just bring holich and leave out zachar v'shamer? But on the other hand, gam holoich lechud ein raya maspika. The word holoich itself is not enough of a proof. Mipnei tevis holoich, the psukim neskarim leim, the psukim which I referred to before, nemre b'tayrachana latzibi v'dibarto v'karasa. Because the word holoich is not really the subject of that pasuk. The real command that the Eibush said to the Navi was, call out to the people, speak to the people. That's what is being described in this pasuk. The word holoich is really only a, it's in other words, to lead you to speak to the people. L'chein yishleima, therefore we could have thought that loy lahalicha kapshuta, that the intention of the word holoich doesn't mean literally walk there. Ki im halicha nafshis, what it means is bring yourself into a state where you will speak to them. Move into the state of speaking. In other words, he's bringing himself into the state of speaking or calling out to the people, the davar v'likra. So it doesn't really describe an actual act of walking. In fact, in the case of holoch v'karasa, in that pasuk, it's more likely that it's not talking about literally walking, but rather bringing yourself into a state of preparation to speak. And it's not similar to the word, to the pasuk which is holoch v'dibarta, which go and speak to David, which would have meant literally go and speak to David. Shenitzav God Anavi, which God was told to go speak to David. Over there, it is more likely that the word holech means literally go before David and speak to him. Because when Hashem was telling the Navi, God, the Navi to speak to David, he of course wasn't standing in front of David, so therefore he was telling him there, it's likely that the word means go before David and speak to him. But when we talk about the Yirmiyah's Nevi'ahs, where Hashem said to him, go and call out to the people of Yerushalayim, it doesn't mean that Hashem told him, go to Yerushalayim and speak to the people there. Because for the most part, Yirmiyah was in Yerushalayim when he received Nevi'ahs. So Hashem wouldn't be speaking, telling him to go to Yerushalayim because he was already in Yerushalayim. And therefore, therefore it would be more reasonable to say that in that case, it was halicha b'nefesh u'b'machshava, that he should put himself into a state of being ready to speak to the people. So not only is it not literal that he should go to Yerushalayim, but it means more likely that he should put himself into a state of speaking to them. So not only is it not the subject of the pasuk, meaning that the proactive command was on speak to the people, the main thing wasn't to go to David, even in the case of David. The main thing wasn't go to David. The main thing was speak to David, especially in the case of in Yerushalayim, where Holo v'Karasa, where he didn't even have to go there at all. He was already there. So Holoch means prepare yourself to speak to them. So therefore, it's possible that holech is not a good proof because it doesn't even describe the actual act of going. And therefore Rashi doesn't want to use only the pasuk of holech as a raya. He has to bring his proof also from zocher v'shamer shaloi nemre b'tayrachana litzibi achar, which are not meant to describe some preparation for some other mitzvah. Zocher is the mitzvah, shomer is the mitzvah, whereas holoich is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah there is, or the tzivui over there is, speak to them, call out to them. Kimapula b'matzma, whereas by zocher v'shomer it actually is describing what Hashem expects. V'hine atam sherashe ina mistapu bebeze chachos me'agimel. Now, why not use 2 out of 3? But he feels that he has to bring all 3. Hu lefi. So now the Rebbe is going to describe why no two would do the job. Hu lefi shebebeizeh chachos ma'anal yesh nitzad ha'shava shebei einem doimim lulakayach. And the reason is because each of the two have a certain similarity which is different than lakayach, and therefore any two that you would have written would have somehow left out the certain proof that lakayach also means a tzivud. And he goes on to explain. Zohar v'shamer, if you would have used only zohar v'shamer, shneim einim pa'ulus mamish. Both of them are, as we said before, not an actual act. Zeche, because zocher ipu'ulu ruchni is remembering is something that happens in your mind, and shomer shayachas l'shulus asiya, and shomer, as we said before, is only refraining from doing something. Mashenkin holoich, whereas holoich in our pasuk harei alichi kibshudashol, where go and call out harei alichi kibshuto, over there it means literal walking. He pu'ulu mamish, it's an actual walk pu'ulu. Zocher and Holoch, why not use those two? Holoch would have already meant an actual activity. Because, as we said before, we would have perhaps interpreted the word Holoch as meaning only in a state of preparation. Put yourself in a state of preparation. Hein Paulus Ruchni is as similar to Zocher, is remembering. Holoch, which is a spiritual thing. Holoch means put yourself in a frame of mind of speaking to them, which are both describing spiritual acts rather than an actual physical act. Mashenkin Shomer, therefore he has to use Shomer also, Einem Pa'ulu Ruchnis. He's not talking about a spiritual act, but rather to refrain from doing a physical act. Elamis Yacheses L'Pa'ulu Mamish. It is actually describing an actual activity, Elashivinigay L'Shlila, but of course it's describing it in refraining from doing it, but at least the subject is a physical act. Shomer v'holich, in the case of if he would have used shomer and holich, shomer describes a physical act. So shneim inyanim achana, both of them could have been described as a putting yourself in a state of preparation. Halicha benefesh hi achana lasis pu'ula, as we said, holich is to prepare yourself to do something. Shmira means to put yourself in a state that you refrain, that you don't allow something to happen. So therefore it also doesn't describe the actual pu'ula. It talks about putting yourself in a state of where you don't allow yourself to do a malacha. So the shomer is actually not describing the malacha or the lack of malacha, it's talking about you putting yourself in a place where you will not do a malacha. And therefore, the state of zocher is actually doing the actual pu'ula of remembering. That is not a preparation for something else or a refraining from something removed, but it is actually describing the actual mitzvah itself of remembering. So therefore all three are needed, because any one certainly doesn't do the full job. Even any two each have a certain inherent weakness that doesn't necessarily bring it out, and therefore Rashi feels that he has to bring all three psukim in order to bring out that even a word of makar can actually be describing an imperative to go ahead and do something. Zayin. A message that is based on Pnimius HaTorah from this Rashi. The Gam Alimud L'Azman D'Aseis Mitzvah, and it can also be a lesson for the time of Aseis Mitzvah. Shekama v'kama shonim kairim parshaviel b'Shabbos Tshuva, that many years we read Vayelech on Shabbos Tshuva. Duba kama pa'omim. It's been mentioned a number of times. Shekasher tzivu yal pu'ula nema b'loshem mokar. That when a command for a proactive mitzvah is said in the as a mocker, harei ze meira shapula tzricha liyosis loyrak b'koyach asiyah shol adam ki ingam b'koyach hamocker shebenefesh. That why b'pnimis v'inyonim, why is it described in the term which is known in diktok as a mocker? Because what it's telling us is b'pnimis v'inyonim, that when you do this mitzvah, you don't do it only on the surface, go to do the act of the mitzvah, but you also have to, it has to reach down into the essence of you, the makar of the person. That's where the mitzvah has to be done also. That it has to reach down into the source, into the will of the person, to the pnimius of the person, which transcends even the keichas of the person. So in other words, that it's describing a mitzvah which has to be done down to the very depths of the soul. During the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that's when the source, the essence of a person is Meir, Yechidus Shemanefesh, which is really the, that means the Yechidus Shemanefesh is Meir during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Balzemer Amaz Rashi, and that's what Rashi is telling us. Shegilu v'chinas Yechidus Shemanefesh v'Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that this revelation of the Yechidus Shemanefesh, which comes about during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Afshi v'chinas v'loshem Makar. Even though that it's describing something which is in the very essence of the person, which transcends the revealed state of the person's activities and so on, yet it is meant to be an imperative. It's not just meant that something should be going on within your soul, but it means it has to lead you to actually act on it. That it has to be expressed also in a person's activities and a person's keichas. And the details of this are expressed in these three words that Rashi brings as raya zocher shomer holech. Zikaron hu b'meyach hazikaron chachma. Zikaron describes the mind, the brain, which is chachma. Ubeklalus Chabad, which in a general sense includes all three levels of Chochma Binadash, Shebenevish Adam, which are within the person. Shomer means to protect something, to guard something, Ushmir Belev, that is like keeping it in your heart, that describes the heart. Bina Liba, Beklalus Midas Shemekayim Belev, which in the general describes the all the Midas which are found in the heart. And holoich, which is beregel, walking, means hikayach asiyah, means is describing the actual activity, the maisa, kayach maisa of a person. Atachten shevakayach asanefesh, and not only ordinary asiyah, but the very lowest of the kayach asiyah of the person. V'dagachit achten shevayi deloik asiyah shalidei ayad, not describing something that the hand can do, or other parts of the body can do, but rather the legs, the feet, which are at the very bottom, the lowest level of asiyah. Umiram is bazeh. So therefore he's alluding to this, he's alluding to the fact, shagili, the chinas makar, that this makar, the essence of the soul, that has to be revealed into the keichas pratim, as we said before, he has to reach to every single part of the person. Beginning with the higher levels of the person's keichas pratim, which are intellect, and then it has to go down to the level of midas shebenefesh, and reach all the way down to asiyah, which is the lowest of the levushim, shu levush achi tachn ba'adam. And Baseres Yemei Teshuva, Tzarech Sheyurgesh B'chola Pa'ula Shaloi, that in the Baseres Yemei Teshuva, you have to feel in every single activity that a person does, whether it's thinking and learning, whether it's emotional involvement, whether it's the things that he does, you have to feel the Mokar, the essence of the soul, the source of it all, the Yechidish of the Nefesh. Oid Remez Bazet, and another Remez. Which also brings out the connection between the mitzvah of taking the Sefer Torah and how is it connected to Shabbos Shuva that we read at Dafka on Shabbos Shuva. Gili b'chinas makar yechidus shebenefesh shebeseh shemei tshuva hu ba'avodas ha'tshuva. The specific way in which the yechidus shebenefesh is brought out, is revealed during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, is in the mitzvah of tshuva. That's the big mitzvah of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. But tshuva, the mitzvah, bechinas yichidus shebenefesh, he bechinas tshuva yilah. And we know that tshuva, there's different levels of tshuva, and the tshuva that comes as a result of the revelation of Yechidah Shuva Nefesh is tshuva yilah, the highest element of tshuva. But a yidua, the Shabbos who oisis tashuv, and we know also that the Shabbos is the word, reversing the words are the word, same letters as tashuv, which means tshuva yilah. Ubamiyucha b'Shabbos tshuva, so all every Shabbos expresses tshuva, level of tshuva yilah. Certainly as Shabbos tshuva, which certainly brings out the idea of tshuva yilah. Shishleimus habayda the tshuva yilah. Shabbos tshuva brings out the ultimate level of tshuva yilah. The idea of tshuva yilah is not that a person is doing tshuva for the sins that he committed. That's not the idea of tshuva yilah. That's tshuva tata. Tshuva yilah is dveikus v'yichad aneshama b'mekayra. Tshuva yilah means the connection and the unity that is created between the neshama and its source. Shazo al yedei yisasek beiraisa. And how does one reach that? That is through the limit of Torah. Kedisa v'zayra, as the Zayra says, that to reach yichud aneshama b'mekayra, that's through the Torah. V'lachein haremez al gili v'chinesh yichidush v'parshaseinu hi betevas l'koyach. And that's why all of this is alluded in our parsha. The connection of Yechida and so on is brought out through the word Lokayach. B'loshem Mokar, that's brought out. Lokayach is used as a Mokar. In other words, as the bringing out the Yechida. As Sefer HaTorah, take the Sefer HaTorah, Azeh, V'samta Moise, B'tzad Orem, B'ris Hashem. It all surrounds the bringing out of the Mokar idea of Yechida in Aseh Semitshuva is surrounding the word Lokayach, as Sefer HaTorah, Azeh, as it pertains to Torah. Shehu tachal v'shleimus hamayla de Torah, that it brings out the ultimate level of Torah. HaTorah shkameshi ba'oren, the Torah as it finds itself in the oren. Shavaydus ha'odem u'tachlus v'shleimus v'amayla de tshuva yilah v'shleidei limit ha'Torah, that in Avaydus ha'odem this brings out the ultimate level of tshuva yilah, which comes out through limit ha'Torah. In other words, the Seva Torah as it is in the oren brings out tshuva yilah as reached through Torah. The zeh nimshel gam bezocha v'shama v'holach, and this is also brought out through these three pratim. Hayna b'chol keiches ulevusha nefesh, that this is also reached through all the levels of keiches ulevusha nefesh ki tshuva yilah zu di yisasek b'ayraisa, because this level of tshuva that should be reached through the learning of Torah tzarach liyos bevchinus is dafkus rucha berucha. That this connection, this attachment between Rucha, you know, between the Yid and the Eibishter, between the Neshama and its Makar, has to go penetrate every single part of the Neshama, of the Nefesh, Seichel, which is Zohar, Midas, which is Shomer, and Luvushayim, and the Luvushim of the Neshama, which is Machshava Dibur Maisa, which is brought out by the word Holich. And from this, within each of the levushim, each one's individually, and this is also brought out in those same three words, as we know that each part of Torah, each aspect of Torah can be seen in different ways, and therefore even though we explain Zohar, Shomer, and Holech as Chachma, Seichel, Midas, and Maisa, we could still explain it differently also. Kavloshen Akosov, Kepatish, Yefeitzet Sela, as the Pasuk, as we know from the Rashi, that says that it's like a hammer that can split a stone into many directions, into many pieces, that the words of Torah can be seen in many, many different ways. So Zohar is Beficha. The word Zohar expresses one of the levushim, which is Dibur. Shomer, Shmiras Halev, Machshava. Shomer, which talks about it within the heart, can refer to Machshava, the levush of Machshava. And Holoich is, of course, Maisa. So, in other words, that the same Zohar, Shomer, and Holoich describe also the three different types of levushim through which one does the mitzvahs. Well, Be'ikir. The main thing is that it should all be brought out through Maisa. That's ultimately the whole purpose, through literal mitzvahs, nasa adam ahalech, a person becomes that he moves forward. As our sages tell us, the world from which we go. In other words, that it's all about going, moving forward, constant the ma'isa. And through this we reach that Hashem will walk amongst us, and then the following that pasuk that Hashem walks amongst us is, I will break the boards of your yokes, the yoke of Golos, and I will take you upright to Eretz Yisrael.